Complex. News. Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Elizabeth Smart kidnapper Wanda Barzee will be released from prison next week. The parole board reversed a decision to keep her behind bars.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is former federal prosecutor Brett Tolman, who prosecuted Smart's other kidnapper, Brian David Mitchell. And I have to just start by asking you, Brett, what's your reaction to Wanda Barzee about to be released?
It was a lot of surprise and frustration. And I've spoken to Elizabeth, and I know that it's been a rough few days for her, given the decision that has come down.
Now, this comes down to, isn't it consecutive sentences? Is that what the deal was here?
There's a couple of issues. That's certainly one. The other is when an individual claims incompetence and then is in a mental institution. You know, I didn't know this, but under Utah law, they're able to get credit for the time that they're in the mental home, despite they're not able to answer to the charges. She was in there for about 6 years, and so that gets taken off of her sentence, and that is really one of the larger factors.
Is this a change here in Utah? It seems like this is a surprise that came out with her being released next week because of that time that she served. But is there any change in how this has been treated in the past?
Well, I think it is a gap in the law that definitely needs to be addressed. If someone is going to claim their incompetence, I'm not sure they should get it both ways, where they don't have to answer to the charges until they're deemed competent. And then at the same time, they're getting credit for while they're you know, supposedly receiving that treatment. The other issue is the credit that was, you know, when it's separate jurisdiction prosecutes you, you usually toll the sentence in one jurisdiction while they serve in another. Here you have the state and the federal systems. They're definitely different jurisdictions. But for some reason, it didn't work out that they could toll the time served in the federal system. And it, you know, they gave each other credit. The feds gave credit, the state gave credit, and before you know it, she's out, you know, 5 years earlier than what you had expected.
And from what you understand, Brett, this is a done deal, right? There's not going to be a change. A judge can't go back and change the sentence or anything like that.
Yeah, I think I think you state that correctly. This is one where I'm not sure the parole board has any ability to do anything, and we're looking into it and what options, you know, representing Elizabeth, the victim in the case, but their hands may be tied based on the statutes and the applicable law.
Brett Tolman, former federal prosecutor and attorney in the case here. We appreciate your insight here on the KSL News Radio. KSL.